Jeffrey Epstein's death has complicated the cases against him, but one accuser, Jennifer Arose, is going forward with a lawsuit against his estate, his longtime confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell, and three other unidentified women who worked for him. Jennifer Arose says she was sexually abused and raped by Jeffrey Epstein when she was a teenager. Here she is on a conference call with lawyers and reporters.
Jeffrey Epstein's network of enablers stole from me. They robbed me of my youth, my identity, my innocence, and my self-worth. For too long, they escaped accountability. I am here today because I intend to change that.
And for the latest on this chapter in the Epstein story, we're joined by NPR's Sasha Ingber. Hi, Sasha.
Hi, good to be here.
Now, in July, this young woman said she planned a criminal and civil suit. Now, of course, it's just a civil suit because he's died. Tell us more about it.
Sure. Well, today she said that she was reclaiming power starting today. And the lawsuit goes after Ghislaine Maxwell, as you say, and three unnamed women, a recruiter, a secretary, and a maid. It specifically says that Maxwell played a key role in the trafficking ring. The document says that she scheduled appointments, that she essentially helped to ensure that three girls consistently would show up every day at Epstein's residence. Her lawyer, Dan Kaiser, said today that she was a co-conspirator in the trafficking ring. Mm-hmm. And so it's very serious, and we're going to see what happens.
Right. And it may be the first time we see Maxwell, because we know back in 2008 she was served. She had made a deposition when Epstein was on trial in Florida, denying allegations that she procured children, underage girls, for Epstein. But now she's been elusive. I don't even think she's been in public. Do we even know where she is?
That's a really good question, Robin. We don't know where she is, and the lawyers said that as well today. They did mention that they were in contact with a criminal defense lawyer for her, so there has been some communication, but her whereabouts are really unknown.
Yeah. Well, Attorney General Bill Barr said that Epstein's co-conspirators should not rest easy. This woman is accusing Maxwell of being one of them. How are prosecutors approaching this case overall after Epstein's death?
Well, the question now that Epstein is dead is who enabled him? Who was there pushing him forward and allowing so many alleged victims to be victimized? One of Arose's lawyers said that there were wealthy and powerful people specifically who enabled him. Those people were not named specifically. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, he promised that the case would continue against anyone who was complicit. And he said that they shouldn't rest easy, as you mentioned, that victims deserve justice and that they'll get it.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, the FBI raided Epstein's home on a private island in the Caribbean. They were looking for more evidence at that time.
Yeah. The attorney general also reassigned the warden at the prison where Epstein died, reportedly at his own hand. Two more staff members were placed on administrative leave. Well, you know, what more do we know about what was happening, what was supposed to be happening, and what was actually happening when Epstein died?
Well, it's important to remember that Epstein appeared to have tried to take his own life before Saturday when he was found unresponsive. And he had been put on special observation status, where he would be with a cellmate and he would receive check-ins from staff every 30 minutes. But that didn't happen. Bill Barr said that the investigators found serious irregularities at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, and he blamed the prison for failing to adequately secure Epstein. There are a number of investigations into Epstein's death, including one by the House Judiciary Committee. It said that his death showed deficiencies in the inmate protocol. So there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, and we will follow the story with NPR's Sasha Ingberg. Sasha, thank you.
Thank you so much.